Is there anybody physically going to be here?
No.
Oh, come on, guys.
So we're... That's Linda Evans that you hear.
Hi there.
She likes to come and see bodies here, but we don't have any physical bodies here other than staff.
I'm in your chair, Mark.
Sorry about that.
That's her. The beach is probably fabulous.
Yeah.
I can send you a picture of
it. We like having you here, and we won't say body, but mind and spirit. So.
Who all is in the room?
Okay, so we have Linda Evans from Desert Care Network, Andrea, Stephen, and me. So that's your audience.
And who's me?
Someone that just walked in off of the street. This is Chris, as you probably know.
Oh, hi, Chris. I didn't recognize your voice.
It's because it was disguised. It was disguised.
I have to call this.
All right, you want to run this, or you want me to call him in the morning?
It's up to you, Mark, however you want to do it.
Well, if I call off, you can take over. Okay, call the meeting in order. I thought I'd entertain a motion to approve the agenda.
So moved.
I'll second. All those in favor, aye. Aye.
Aye.
Okay, agenda approved. Is there any public that cares to comment?
Linda's here, but doesn't care to comment.
Okay. I move approval of the minutes of June 11th. The motion and the second. Any additions, deletions, corrections? All those in favor signify by saying aye. Aye.
Aye.
Okay. CEO.
All right. So just really not a whole lot of update on the Las Palmas Medical Plaza, other than we do have that came in late that is not on the agenda, and actually now that I think about it, we should probably go back to the approval of the agenda and add that item, which is the lease agreement renewal for Dr. Wolfson and suite number 1 West 201.
Okay, I would move that we add to the agenda, which will ultimately be forwarded to the board so they can consider the extension of the Brad Wilson lease agreement. Arthur?
No move.
Motion and second. Okay. Any highlights you want to hit on here?
Okay, so.
I'm curious how it compares to the previous one, what you got.
Okay.
I have one question. Is the lease rate current with market conditions? And our historical practices?
It is. Actually, it's a little bit above what our prior lease rental assessment was done that we did 3 or 4 years ago. So it's definitely significantly above that. And we probably will be looking at in the next year doing another rent study. So it's...
$8, does that cover the... Are there any major improvements that are going to occur beyond what $8 will cover?
He is responsible for anything above that, but it figures in an amount to, because what he's doing different this time is he normally does a 5-year lease. He's looking at 3 years this time around. I do believe he's considering retirement at some point in the next few years. So along with the shorter duration of the lease term, we do a little bit less on the TI allowance. And that does include some dollars for the fire sprinkler system, which we're requiring going into each of the units with new leases.
That's $78.
Yes.
Thank you.
And so this is for a 3-year lease renewal, lease rate, $2 a foot, which our normal 5-year that we're doing is $1.45 a foot, and for 3 years it's $1.65 a foot. So $2 versus $1.65. And essentially all other terms are the same.
Yeah. So technically, we probably should have added this thing, and I on it under other matters. How's that?
Yeah, that's fine. Let's, yeah, so you have the details. We'll come to it as a vote down there. Good idea.
Yep. Yeah, why don't we grab the leasing update and bring it in for 92.7% occupied, but what else?
Right. We're still working with a leasing company to, you know, show the spaces. We do have interest in Cohen Mush that is would essentially be just switching suites. They would like to move to a different location within the campus. And so that would create existing spaces becoming available, but in total, pretty much the same.
Well, let's wander through the Desert Healthcare. We had Las Palmas Financial. Wait a second, I know, I may be a little lost. No, that's rent financial statements. I got rent status, and I have Desert Healthcare District.
Financial statements.
The budget. Got it, okay. Oh, district and PMP. If I could read that, it'd be a lot better.
That's all right.
So that's 7 through 17.
So just kind of a highlight on page 9. Let's give kind of a summary. So this is the end of our fiscal year. Obviously, it's preliminary prior to the audit, which the auditors will be in first week in August. So the final will be presented in October when all the audit work is completed. But this is preliminary at this time. So we are showing a little over $10 million in revenue, which is in the third column from the right. And the net income for the year is a little over $3 million. And a majority of that is coming from, we did quite a bit better on the investment side of things, where we had worked through the unrecognized or the recognized losses at this point had been worked off, and I had projected more losses coming through yet, but we had a favorable outcome on those bonds. So that was good. We had substantially less spending in the direct expenses of about $600,000. A significant portion of that has been without the staff that was budgeted for, with CEO and chief operating officer positions being vacant. And we had less spending at Las Palmas Medical Plaza, as well as professional fees and trust expenses. We did meet our budget on grant expenses, and that was culminated last month when we did the $1 million additional homeless collective fund increase.
Good. Nice. And one more. Doesn't get any better than this.
No, that's
great. That cat there.
That does help for sure. Any questions?
I'm wandering through the balance sheet. If you have any questions about that, it's fine by me. And so I'm getting up to almost page 19. But I'll pause there and hey, let's go to 18 and clean up the goddamn director insurance.
I know.
I'm
going to send you, that's my fault. Steven sent me the update on that a couple of days ago, so I need to send that to you and respectfully ask for you to submit a reimbursement, please.
Yeah.
That is the net of the stipend reimbursement. Netted against the insurance premiums.
All right, I'm looking forward to seeing that.
I'm sure you probably
deposit detail. I don't have a lot of questions on that. Property tax receipts.
as you can see on that page 21, we exceeded our budget by $370,000, so that is indicative of the property tax economy right now, with real estate values being favorable.
Is that number going to change next year, given the expansion of the district?
There's no additional tax dollars. There's no additional tax dollars coming from the expanded area. It's only going to be a function of the real estate in what was the former district boundaries. So, however, that we may have some increase on that depending on how the real estate values progress through the year.
Was that part of the negotiation for the expansion, or is that just the county edict?
There was quite a bit of negotiation in play. Essentially, we were told that we didn't have an option. So we tried negotiating with the county for looking to see if we could get a reallocation of taxpayer dollars, similar to what the current structure is with the West Valley residents. That was unsuccessful. We also proposed an incremental increase that the district receives in years where there's property value appreciation. That was also shot down. So,
there's no basis in the law for us to argue the question. We've got to accept this.
We have to currently accept it as is. We are hopeful that there may be some assistance from some of the political people that may be able to help us in that regard, but can't go to the bank with anything on that just yet. And so we also need to look at other funding source opportunities.
Thank you.
Detail. Any questions about that? But it appears to be current. That's your check register for the Denver Healthcare District. I'm just working my way through unless you got questions out of it.
No.
I'm on page 24. Would we write a $22,000 check out to Eisenhower? Is that reimbursing someone's medical expenses, or did we get like $2,089?
On page which?
24 of 59.
24.
Just over half of it.
What was that for? That's probably, I think that actually was a balance on a grant that we had with Eisenhower. It was a
infectious
disease related, the C. diff.
Yes, the epidemiology.
Is Kaufman and Hall now is that contract now completely funded? Have we paid that, or is that ongoing? Given the circumstances that are evolving.
What is completed at this point through the study sessions that were done, there were three study sessions completed. All but the last one have been billed for. However, we have accrued for that final $30,000 in the expense of the financial statements as you see them today. There will potentially be a future engagement letter pending additional future work.
Pending.
Correct.
Yeah, okay, so basically this closes out the contract.
As it stands today, yes.
This closes out our financial obligation to them.
Correct.
Today.
With the work that they've completed,
okay,
yes.
Thank you.
Okay, I'm moving on to 26, which is expense accounts for credit cards. I got nothing there, unless you do. You got the Las Palmas Medical Care, the check register on 27. Nothing very exciting there. Oh, we got Dave Johnson some money. He's 181. What percentage of the whole project is 181,000?
It's about 90%.
Oh, okay. So
they've essentially completed their work over there. They have some punch list items that are being worked on.
Yeah.
There's some electrical work that needs to be done that was not included in this work. So we've also asked them to provide an estimate for the electrical, because there's got to be electrical established with the alarm company, so that if there is, fire sprinklers going off, that it will trigger an alarm with the fire department.
Got it. I'm going to the RPP on page 28. Unless people got questions, there it is.
Regarding the RPP, we are working with the actuarial firm. Now we have provided them the year-end information, so they will be working on the actuarial report for any adjustments that might be necessary for our net pension liability for our final audit report.
Yeah. All right. All right. Grant payment schedule.
The only significant items on there are the $10 million. That's the MOU for the CV link, which there will be some further discussion. We will be meeting with CVAG staff next week, and then also again with the board at the July 23rd board meeting.
I think that money ought to come from the East Valley. That grant is so old, they never used it. I'm inclined to vote against it, just for the record.
Well, you'll have that opportunity, I believe, at the next board meeting. So. There are all the contingencies that need to be met. Obviously, one of them.
I can ask you privately. I'm kind of curious what they think they're going to do.
At this point, according to the terms of the MOU, they would come to us when the contingencies have been met and seek then to do an official grant application that would set up a disbursement schedule. But I think the original thought would be. I'm sorry?
What's the $10 million going to fund?
Construction. The construction of the path.
Got it. Let's go on to the Las Palmas Landscape Service Proposal.
Okay.
At
the June meeting, we presented the proposal for Desert Modern Landscape, and Rector Delora had requested that we come back with three estimates. So what you see before you then is the three estimates that we worked with Chris Mills to gather. On page 31, you'll see the comparison there. So we have TKD Associates, RGA Landscapes, and then Desert Modern Landscape, who was presented at the June meeting. You see the prices there. The TKD Associates is $25,000. But there's potential of billable hours as well as reimbursable expenses that are not included there. The RGA Landscapes, $43,000, but they will give a package discount to $39,000. There's potential for billable hours there. And the item that stands out that there would be additional costs for is the irrigation design is included in the other two estimates, but not in RGA landscapes. So that one is probably off the charts and not to be considered. Then we move to Desert Modern Landscape. Their bid is $31,000, inclusive or all inclusive, and they are the recommended firm from Chris Mills, the architect. He's worked with significantly. They have also been the landscape design firm for around the Sturgis building here, which we think is very attractive and appealing, and would like to have the Las Palmas Medical Plaza upgraded to look
good. That was the original recommendation that was made.
That is correct. So they do initially appear about 6,000 higher than what TKD Associates is. However, there's some open ends to the TKD Associates, which ultimately may be less or more than what Desert Modern Landscape is.
Do we need to make a recommendation?
That would be the request, as a recommendation to forward to the board for consideration.
I suggest we go with Modern Landscape since they're already committed to the project. They know the project. They're less likely to have more surprises. And it's an all-inclusive package. Net on balance, it's a fair deal.
Yep, I'm good with that too. The improvement to the board.
Okay.
Let's do the added item, number 82, the Wolfson lease.
Yes, so, did you need more on?
We need to vote.
Okay, so Andrea would like a formal vote on the landscape.
So moved.
Okay, why don't you. Is the motion a second?
Yeah, motion second.
Thank you.
You want to roll call it there?
Just the aye.
No, thank you.
All in favor?
All in favor?
There we go.
Aye.
Now we got it official.
Is there any opposed? There we go.
Actually, we probably should get an official vote on the financial statements section as well, if you would please.
Okay, Arthur, would you move the approval of the financial statements?
I shall move.
Okay, Al, second. And Ray, you want a roll call?
No.
All in favor?
Aye.
All in favor, aye. Any opposed? No, there we go.
All right, thank you. Not an item two with the lease agreement. Was there more detail that you would like to discuss on that lease proposal? So $2 a foot base rent, which is our normal offer, is $1.65. They're agreeable to continue with the lease rate that they had been at, and the $8 a foot for the TI work, and it's a 3-year lease.
How old is this Doug Olson? Just curious.
I'm sorry?
I said how old is he, A and B, how likely is he to take in a partner, a younger partner?
He is, I would say he's in his early 60s.
Is this Wolfson?
Dr. Wolfson.
Oh, yeah. We have a transition plan shift. Something happened.
Okay. Mm. All right. Linda was saying there's a transition plan should he
not make it his lease term, but he's willing and able to.
Right. So,
he's a good guy.
Yeah, he was, just for the record, he was trying to determine whether he wanted to do 3 or 4 years. And so it's been agreed to do a 3-year, and it sounds like there's a succession plan if and when he does leave.
Well, I have a question. Do we have a covenant in the lease that is triggered if and when a tenant retires prematurely? surely either retires from practice or has a medical condition that triggers a mandatory retirement. Is there anything like that in the document?
There's language. There's language in there regarding, you know, early termination of the lease. I'd have to look at it to see what it specifically is, but I think there's a certain amount of notification and agreement.
But if the lessee can get out, if in fact there's a legitimate medical causation, or if he ceases practice in total, I assume.
I don't know that we have that specific language in there, but I'd have to double check the language.
So if it wasn't requested, then we ought not to do it.
I'm sorry?
I know we've always negotiated that for our very senior clients when they looked like they were in the sunset dimension of their practice. But if it's not there, I don't want to stir up any trouble.
Yeah, and that, I mean, you're probably talking medical providers that are under contract with the hospitals. Is that what you're talking about?
No, just regular private practitioners who lease space.
Lease space, okay.
You know, on a multi-year contract, and then circumstances trigger their retirement either sooner than they anticipated, or medical circumstance triggers a retirement. We always negotiated that in, that if it was a bona fide legitimate reason, the contract would terminate with their practice in Madison.
Okay.
But if it's not there, let's not sign anybody.
Historically what they've done is, and it looks like Wilson's headed for retirement someday, if he'll come in, he'll sell his business or whatever, he'll keep the lease as a security, make sure the guy makes these payments, and then if they should come in at the end of 2 years and want to transfer it or give it an extension, they would do it then. Generally, like these are pretty collegial relationships here. As you know, one doctor steps away from his practice or which lives, and the others take over.
And we had a similar instance with Dr. Himmelman that was transitioning out of his practice, and Dr.
McGarry,
thank you, moved into that situation and took over a new lease, but transitioned the practice of Dr. Himmelman.
Understood. Okay. Thank you so much.
Have we voted on this yet?
No.
Okay, then I would move approval of the lease and forward it to the board. Arthur?
Okay, so moved.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor, aye. Aye. Any
aye.
Opposed? Good. Being no further business for the district, let's adjourn that meeting and call it order to the Gathered Healthcare Foundation meeting. The motion of an end or add the agenda? Nope. Motion to approve the agenda, Arthur? All right, second, all those there. Aye. Aye.
Aye.
And public comment? Hearing none. The minutes of June 11th.
Right.
And in addition, the lease is depressed. They're correct. They're pretty short.
Right.
It's a pretty short meeting.
Yeah, we just have the financials, sir.
Is there approved? Should we go through the minutes? CEO, you want to say anything before we end the financial call?
No, I'm ready to go.
All right, go to the financial.
Don't move.
All right. Well, any comments on the financial stuff, Chris? Why don't you take it from there?
If we go to page 4, just a brief recap there, you'll see a projected, and this is also preliminary to final audit, net income of $240,000. We did receive, it's been a favorable year with stock markets, et cetera. So we did have on line 8040, right at the bottom of the, or right above the total income line, we had net gain of $376,000, and a good chunk of that came in the month of June, $151,000. So we had had some good benefit from our investments this year. That's predominantly where the increase came from. But we had increase in grants revenue and offset by grant expense of $1 million that was done to fund additional resources in the homeless collective fund. And that was a good year.
Still having a good year. Yeah,
both. Any questions on the P&L? Let's go to the balance sheet if there are any. What's the other at the point center loan?
The what? I'm sorry?
On page 5.
Yeah.
And they're other at, and they watch each other.
Oh, the point center. That dates back quite a ways back, obviously, or prior to me, but there was an investment, but then there was, I believe it's a bankruptcy of sorts and some litigation. We're probably not going to receive any of that. That's why there was a reserve set up to make that a net zero. I think we'll probably look at that to probably write that off or eliminate that. So we'll talk with the auditors. I don't know that there's any reason to keep that on there at this point. It's been several years tied up in a litigation situation that doesn't look favorable.
I don't remember any of $25,000, but that's not ringing a bell for me, so. When you know what it is, I just kind of be curious.
Yeah, I'll do that. I'll dig out the file and give you an update on it.
Yeah. Yeah, I just don't recognize it hanging around it. So, okay. Balance sheet, foundation, clean, we have money, allocation, major category. Deposit detail. Remind me again what Eval Corp does.
They're the consultant that's doing the behavioral health assessment for us that will be presented in September.
Yep. Going through the expense report, grant schedule. Anybody that want to cover the grant schedule, anything you don't really should be aware of?
I think really the section of that to focus on is right at the middle of the page where it says summary as of 6:30. So the line items above, those are several individual line items of when separate grant monies were awarded or booked. So the summary just shows us a summary there of what monies are still left in each bucket. So the health portal or the CV HIPs, 170 some, SWIM, combined with those two should be about $94,000. And the homelessness initiative got bumped up to $2 million. And that is unexpended funds. And so just to clarify, we have committed funds of the original $2 million. Almost all of that $2 million has been committed. So there's the additional million that was committed last month. So that bumps it on the books or the records of unpaid committed or unpaid amounts of $2 million. And then the behavioral health is just under $2 million. And then we have the Avery Trust Pulmonary Services Fund of $1 million. So that's the bulk of the $5.5
million. How do you end up with a net balance?
I'm sorry?
You have a negative balance of $672,000, suggesting that we granted more than we took in from in that category?
Right. So what we had budgeted was $539,000, but when you consider when you consider the $1 million that came over from the district to replenish the homelessness initiative, so that added $1 million that was not budgeted for. But on the flip side, we have offsetting revenue. So.
Got it. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, any other questions about the financial statements?
Would
you move approval and
forward
to the board?
I would suggest approval movement to the board.
All right, I'll second. All those in favor, aye. Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, ready, set, swim.
Okay, so I think as the board is aware that we've had, you know, very good success with the Ready, Set, Swim program that's been in place for about 5 years. And the funds previously have come from a collective fund that the district has matched funds coming from the Palm Springs mayor's race. And those funds have pretty much been depleted. So the board had directed staff to develop a program that would not only service the former district boundaries, but the expanded area as well. And so staff has then worked with Boys and Girls Club as well as Desert Recreation District to develop a budget that will continue that program and expand it into the expanded district area. The two Eastern Valley school districts, Coachella Valley and Palm Desert school districts, the pool situations are fairly limited out there, and Desert Rec District does lessons, etc., at some of the locations. And so what we've decided to do there, instead of having the instruction that we do at the pools at Desert Hot Springs and here in Palm Springs, that we are offering $50 scholarships essentially to children that could go through the Desert Rec program at some of those facilities that they do instruction at. So if you were to look at page 16, the budget for Desert Rec District, in the bottom right hand corner, included in their $160,000 budget are those scholarships that would be provided to students to do a program through Desert Rec District. And then we have included back on page 13 just a summary of the fiscal impact. We had communicated roughly a couple of months ago at the board meeting that the cost could be $300,000 to $400,000. We do have a projected budget of about $265,000 that includes our internal staff budget costs of around $68,000, Boys and Girls Club of Palm Springs, $37,000, and Desert Rec District, $160,000. Roughly totaling $266,000 for the next fiscal year. Now we do have approximately $65,000 remaining in unexpended funds from the prior year, and so we would be looking to fund the balance of that with $200,000 that would come from a new grant from the Desert Healthcare District, which we will present to the program committee in September should the budget be approved.
question, does Palm Desert, the community, participate in any way in this program? Does it lend its facility to the program?
I don't know specifically the answer to that. I don't have Alejandro here to ask him, but I know whatever community pools could be arranged for with conjunction of Boys and Girls Club for instruction purposes, that's where they're being given. And I'm sorry that I don't have all the locations, but I'm sure Palm Desert is incorporated into that.
Okay, thank you.
We have the entire Coachella Valley covered, so.
Good.
Okay. You want a motion to approve?
Yes, please.
So moved.
I'll second. All those in favor, aye. Aye. Any opposed? All right.
Okay, so what staff would like to do here is we've had the foundation operating accounts with Pacific Premier Bank for several years. It was evident this year with trying to get new signature cards completed and a new bank account set up for the summer survival. Homeless Survival Fund was a very challenging process, and the other accounts that we have with Union Bank for the healthcare district and the Las Palmas Medical Plaza, it's a much easier, streamlined process that is they're much easier to work with, and staff would like to recommend considering moving the bank account from the foundation or for the foundation from Pacific Premier to Union Bank. So if this is approved, I would recommend the documents then from Union Bank to change account or change the banks. We'll be transferring approximately $800,000.
Is there any history to this account relationship?
Yeah, I'll give you the early years ago, even before a lot of the board members were on the board of then Canyon National Bank, which became Pacific Premier, most of my dad, I'm talking 25, 30 years ago, they founded the bank, and that then became Pacific Premier. And I know in my own business, I've increasingly disappointed with Pacific Premier, so they just haven't kept up with technology and what's going on. So when Chris approached me on this, I said, get out. And you've got more online access, you're a big enough customer, they pay a lot of attention to us if we need something. And Pacific Premier, which is the successor to Canyon. And I'm talking about guys like Duke Coslin and, the original board members back at the healthcare district, but they're long gone.
And to your point, Mark, the service there, I've been here 5 years, and up until this last month or so experience, they had, an account manager that was very, very good to work with, treated us extremely important. And this go around, I learned that, and we don't have a lot of communication with them because we don't do a lot of transactions. But when I contacted them this time, they had not reassigned after our prior account manager had left a few months ago. So they assigned it to an account representative who really is just someone that is helpful in, setting up accounts, sending the documents and that sort of thing. But You know, the level of service just isn't there like we have with Union Bank.
Yeah.
And, you know, when we're busy and trying to get things done, it's a little frustrating.
There's not pulling the trigger.
So that's a motion to recommend transferring out of Pacific Premier and opening a, this would be a new account with Union Bank, a separate account.
Correct.
We get a poster?
Under the foundation.
Under the foundation
and you can get a poster.
Yes, we'll get one for you.
Poster?
Yeah.
We'll get one for you.
Parting gift, huh?
So what the
motion second, go ahead.
We'll bring documents to the board meeting.
Great. Any other business to come before the committee?
None that I'm aware of.
Okay. Thank you, everybody. Hey, I'm on crutches, but I'm.